How to safely operate farm machinery on the highway today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit SafeExcavator.com for more information.
You're driving a tractor pulling an implement on a public roadway, and there's traffic going around you in both directions. Ag engineering instructor Edwin Brokish with Kansas State University.
There are fewer ag people in rural areas, but even amongst the ag people, they are becoming more segmented in their focus. You have now people that are hay farmers, grain farmers, livestock producers only. Not across all those segments like may have happened 50 and 60 years ago. And consequently, you have people involved in agriculture that may not even understand all the aspects of ag equipment.
Brokish suggests you not depend on your safety lights and markings to be effective.
There is a limit to what the equipment industry can do to make people aware of machines on the roadway. The ag equipment companies are worried about this because they have spent a lot of time and effort thinking about how to light and mark ag equipment. And here people are having accidents in spite of all the lighting and marking and turn signals that we have on equipment. And so something else maybe needs to be done here.
Brokish recommends you make any older equipment as visible as possible to avoid problems on the road. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.